It's Sunday, the 29th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 29 of App Talk, my podcast that I'm producing on a daily basis throughout the month of June for the Audiomo Challenge. Each day I'm talking about a different app, one that I like, one that I recommend, or one that I just have something to say about. And today I'm going to talk about an educational app that's aimed at slightly older kids than I usually talk about. And this is an app called Squeeble's Maths Race, developed by a company called Keystage Fun, who have developed a number of different Squeeble's apps, which are all educational apps. I've heard some very good reports of them, but this is actually the first one of their apps that I've ever played with. It's available across the three major platforms. So it's on iOS as a universal app. It's on Android via the Google Play Store. And it's also available on Kindle Fire via the Amazon App Store. At the moment, across all three platforms, it's £1.49 wherever you buy it. In the interest of disclosure, I was sent a promo code to download a copy for free for review purposes, but that doesn't dictate what apps I talk about. So what is this game? Well, it's an educational app that's aimed at 5 to 11 year olds, and it's aimed at helping them practice and improve their math skills with the basic simple operators, so addition, subtraction, multiplication and division. And the way that it does that is it puts a kind of competitive spin on it, and it turns it into a race where a child can either race against a computer opponent, or they can race against a friend or a sibling or a parent sitting across the iPad from them, both using the iPad simultaneously. And the idea is that basically you select the Squeeble, or the little character that you want to be in the game, and you select the fish that you want your Squeeble to ride on. And you then have a river, and as you get mathematical questions correct, your fish and your Squeeble advance up the river. And basically, if you get 10 questions right, you reach the finishing line, and the first person to reach the finishing line wins. There are different difficulty levels. There are four different difficulty levels. So, and you can actually tweak the settings for individual kids. So there's like parental or teacher setup, where you can set up your child's name and what levels they should be able to select, and also which times table they should be offered questions from, because it might be if they're just learning the times tables, they've maybe just started with the first two or three, so you don't want them getting asked about their 12 or 11 times table right now. You can switch that all off and on a child per child basis. So the nice thing is, when you're actually having this race, both children can tweak the settings for their own abilities, and you don't have to both be doing questions of the same difficulty. As well as winning the race for getting questions right, children also earn stars in the game when they get questions right. And if they save these up, they can unlock content within the game, basically other Squeeble's characters and other fish. So there's some sort of gamification going on in there as well, and trying to make it fun. What do I love about this game? Well, I really like the competitive element. I appreciate it doesn't suit all kids, so this is a kind of a cautious recommendation, because it might not be right for your child. But my 6.5-year-old is incredibly competitive, and it's one of the best ways I have of motivating her to push herself to learn things and to practice, is actually to turn it into a competition. So she really likes trying to race against predominantly her brother. Now, we do have a bit of a problem, because her brother is 4. He doesn't really do an awful lot of maths yet, and she desperately keeps trying to race with him. But she has threatened to race against me at some point, so maybe that might be a little bit fairer if we can get the settings correct. But like I said, it's not necessarily suitable for all kids, but if you have a child who responds well to competition, might be worth checking out. Is there anything I think they could do better? It does have one thing that slightly irritates me, which is when you go into the app, the screen orientation is locked. So normally when you're in an app screen and you tilt your iPad, and it will rotate the screen around for you, which means that you can have the iPad in any orientation and the screen is still the right way around. This one locks into a particular orientation. And rather irritatingly, it's the reverse orientation to the one that I generally use. So I generally use a standard Apple case on my iPad, and it's one of these ones that folds up at one side so that you can have it slightly lifted off the table. And when I have it that way round, the screen is upside down in this particular app. Now, I can kind of see why they've had to do that, because obviously it's got this competitive racing element, and you have to be able to put the iPad down between two kids and for them both to be able to tap on the screen. And you wouldn't want them accidentally knocking the screen, tilting the iPad slightly, and having the whole game screen switching around so that they got each other's sides of the race. So I can see why they've done it. It's just irritating that, in my mind, it locks the wrong way. So it's upside down when I, you know, if I want to do a one-player game, it's upside down in my normal using position, if I can use that expression. So watch out for that one. But apart from that, it's a nice quality app. It's nicely made. It's nice. It's a UK company, and it looks really good. And I'm excited. I'm going to go and try out some of their other apps, I think, because, you know, if this is what they can do with a competitive maths app, I'd like to see what else they've got out there as well. What do parents need to know about this app? Well, I've already talked about being able to set up as many children as you like within the app with their own individual abilities and individual selections. You can also go in and see the stats for each child, so you can see how many questions they've got right in different time periods, which is quite useful to see how they're getting on. By default, the parents' area isn't passcode protected, but you can set a passcode. And it might be an idea for doing that, because as well as all this information in there, there are also links out to all the other Keystage Fun apps on the App Store. There's also a page with support info, but that doesn't seem to have any links. It's just got mention of the web addresses for Keystage Fun support and how to get hold of them. As you'd expect with an app aimed at kids like this, there's no advertising in the app, and there's no in-app purchases. So in summary, really interesting game, a really interesting way of trying to teach kids maths and encourage kids to practice their maths. The competitive element isn't suitable for all kids, but if you have a child who responds well to competition, this might be a really fun way of kind of gamifying learning their tables and doing some of the basic maths practice, which is really important but sometimes quite difficult to get some enthusiasm for. So I like this one. It's going to stay in our library and come out when I can get it out and hopefully help my daughter and eventually my son improve their math skills. All the information that I'm giving out within my podcast is as correct as I can get it at the time of recording, but please check details before making purchases, because stuff changes on the App Store all the time. You can find all my other episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and it also copies across to my blog, which is www.geekmummy.com. Thank you very much for listening again, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.